Blog Talk Radio.
With so much going on in this world, it's imperative that you stay tuned in to current events and your intuition, all while expanding your awareness. Talking with Tina holds space for you to call in for mini intuitive tarot and medium readings, learn about ways to raise your vibration, and stay in touch with the latest. Let's talk. Good evening and welcome to Talking with Tina. Today is a Wednesday, October the 16th, 2019. We are here present and accounted for courtesy of New Age Guild Blog Talk Radio. You guys, I say this so you can join our Facebook page. See what this community has to offer you. It is 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Mountain, 9 Central. And if you want to get wild and wacky, it is 10 p.m. Eastern. And y'all, I'm not saying if you're on the East Coast, you're wild and wacky. Thank you so much for joining and being a part of the show this evening. It's been a couple of weeks. Had a few life changes happening in my world, but I'm back. We are broadcasting from lovely Denver, Colorado. As you know, when you call in, please definitely share your name, but also let's see how close we all are in this wide world and share from where you're calling if you don't mind, and make sure you give us a moment to connect so I can hear what it is that you have going on and we can make sure the cards are clear so your answer comes back as clear. This evening, we're going to talk about and read and address your questions using tarot. We're going to talk about how to raise your vibration. We're going to talk about today's number being 7, since today is the 16th. So we're going to add that 1 and that 6. We come to a beautiful 7. Oh, this is one of the most popular numbers between 1 and 10. So we're going to speak on the number 7 and a couple of other things that have come up recently. One, again, about how to raise your vibration. Two, about experiencing negativity in romantic relationships, especially when your partner is or comes through as not being very supportive. Some might even call it abusive. So we're going to talk about that and when we see it in readings and how we can address it. Let me go ahead and just move forward. We have so much to talk about this evening. I'm already shuffling the cards akin to cracking my nails. I'm ready to get going. It has been a while. I do believe we have a caller on standby. Sandra, my love, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, thanks for calling in. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I am doing well. I understand you're calling in from New York. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you for joining and sticking with us. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to find out what you see related to work for me and love, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, we can definitely look at that. So as far
thank
as
you.
Work goes, let's be a little more specific. Are you waiting to see something come together? Do you want to transition? What in particular?
Well, yeah, they're going to move me to another unit, and I'm just wondering, will I like that unit, and will I be able to, you know, not be drained, or will I be overworked? Am I going to be okay, basically?
Okay, yeah, let's take a look at that. We're going to ask a high level of what it looks like for you when you transition, because there's a lot to that question, right? So let's see what they want to say about that. Give me just a moment here to lay out the cards.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So you definitely have a pulse on what you might expect with this new role. It does feel like it's going to be pretty active. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So it does feel like it's going to be pretty quick paced. There's going to be a lot to it. I get, though, that you're able to hold your own and keep up with it. And you might feel that you get to tap into your inner strength, but it'll be okay. It'll be okay in the way of you're not going to fall behind, but you definitely will be able to maintain. It does feel like a faster pace is what they're saying about this next role. But what's interesting for you is you're going to be clear on, let me see. It feels like what they're saying is there's going to be opportunities that come from you transitioning to this other role, right? And it's going to be in your ultimate interest. So it'll be good for you, but just know you're not going to be overwhelmed, but you will be fully engaged.
Okay. That's good, because then time goes by faster.
Yes, it will go by faster. And it's not going to be out of your range or out of your capability. So know that too. You're going to see, and what the cards are saying too for you is you're going to see results from your effort. So if you feel like, and you'll notice this when you're putting in more effort, you'll notice getting the recognition for it as well. So don't feel like it's going to be you're doing all this and no one is seeing it, because it will be recognized as well.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not so sure if I care about the recognition anymore, because, like, I don't think my pay is going to get better there, you know? I don't think they're going to move me up a level or anything, unless whatever I'm working on right now on the side to make that happen will come through. Otherwise, I'm just going to be whatever I am right now at that place.
Gotcha. You keep this in mind, that you will have an opportunity for, and I can't tell if this is a completely new job or if this is within the company that you are, but you will have an opportunity that comes your way to increase your salary and to increase your income. I just can't see right now if it's where you are or if it's a completely different place, because it may come to that.
Yeah. I mean, I love working where I am right now. I don't want to leave it, even though the pay is not really where I want it to be, and I have to do other things, but I have to look for other opportunities but I haven't found it yet. So anyway, but I want to stay here. I like the community. Do you see my supervisor changing, or can I keep the same supervisor?
You know, it's interesting that you ask that, because I do see someone there who is really stable, educated, and a supporter and compassionate. He did come up, and I can't tell if that's your current one, but whoever that is will support you when, and I keep saying when as if you're going to transition, but it does feel like you're going to have another opportunity to make more money, and that's what you're going to want to do despite where you are right now in the community. So it does feel like you're going to have a lot of support around you financially, my love. So a lot of pentacles are coming up for you. That's a lot of gold. That's a lot of opportunity. Has to do with finances and security. So this transition is going to be good for you. Even if you don't see it straight away, it's going to be good for you. It's going to take you to the next level and give you that security that you're looking for right now.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so maybe it's going to be good. I was a little, thank you. And then can we look at love, please?
We can. Just quickly, what's on your mind?
Well, I like somebody and been liking him a lot. Do you see anything growing with this guy, or is it going to, you know?
Let's stay where it is. Let me see. So, yes. The cards are saying yes, that it will grow. It's going to take two things are coming up. They're saying it's going to take some time. And the second thing is, it feels like there's something else that needs to be addressed or worked out. And it needs to happen in order for y'all to get to the next level, to consider it going to the next level. Do you follow?
Yeah, I mean, he's giving me like a really weird, hard time right now, but I would fall into a dark pattern of anger, and I'm not anymore. So my pattern changed, my behavior changed, and I'm just wondering if that will have an effect on him and if that will change our dynamic, if it can actually go anywhere because of the change, or do I need to find, or will I have to be with someone else?
So it's going to be a matter of not necessarily if he can change, but it's going to be if he does, or it's enough for you, right? And then it's going to be a matter of, is this still what I want? So what the cards are saying right now is it can progress to that point where you're like, huh, yeah, I see a difference in him. And then you're going to find yourself asking, but is this still what I want? So I'd love to tell
okay.
you it's going to be, he does this and you feel that, but that's not what the cards are saying, because there is more to it. There's more to him, and there's more going, which would be a great opportunity to look at a deeper reading if you'd like to. But yes, I see the transition happening, but you're going to have to address that. So catch up with me. I'm at 23497 Tarot. Shoot me a text and we can schedule a more in-depth reading about you two and how you come together and what might be in the middle.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for this opportunity to get to know your work and your attention also for these two
welcome.
Questions. Thank you.
Absolutely, my love. You take care.
Yeah, I will keep you posted. Thank you.
Please do reach out to me. Thank you. Oh, my loves. And Sandra, if you're still listening, 23497 TAROT. 23497 Tarot is my phone number. So shoot me a text, give me a call, and let's schedule an in-depth reading, because there's definitely more to this that we can look at. And that's a lot of times how any relationship goes. It's not just the first question that provides the answer, right? It's what gets underneath there, what comes through, what's exposed, how we see it, how we put it all together, right? That comes through. And speaking of which, if you guys want to catch up with me, you can find me at www.ihearterot.com. www.ihearterot.com. And as I've mentioned, you can shoot me a text, give me a call at 234-97-TAROT. Let's talk a little bit about the number 7, right? Again, today is the 16th. Numerology, we add those numbers together, 1 and 6, and we get 7. Here's just, you know, okay, there's so much around the number 7, right? There's a lot of foundation around it, but there's also a lot of movement around the number 7, right? So 7, we'll just speak on a little bit of the characteristics. And when I talk about numerology, y'all, this doesn't mean you're defined by one number, by one moment, by one word, right? Just happens to be influences around who you are in this vessel that is a body in this life. Right? Number 7, and you can think about this. It may be that you're like, huh, this kind of resonates with me. Or most often you're like, oh my gosh, covering your mouth, pointing, or someone comes to mind when we talk about the characteristics of number 7, right? This is a spiritual quest seeker, the searcher of truth, a thinker in almost the pure sense. Right. This is someone who may come off as aloof or not as approachable, that is very analytical, can sometimes be in a position of science or of math. This person is all about inner wisdom, being reflective. They can be very and tend to be very analytical and perspective, and find themselves in math, science, fields of research. Right? 7 is a prime number, which means it can only be divided by itself and by the number 1, right? So I'm just going to say that one more time. It's a prime number, which means it can only be divided by itself or the number 1, which we're going to expand a little bit more on that. little bit of knowledge on the number 7. It is the world's, or said to be, the world's favorite number. If you ask someone randomly to pick a number between 1 and 10, 7 is one of the most popular numbers to pick, which is just so interesting, right? There's 7 days in a week, 7 colors of the rainbow, 7 continents, 7 wonders of the world. I can go on, and I will. 7 notes on a musical scale. How many C's are there out there? That's right, 7. So it's really interesting that today, the middle of the month, the middle of October, because in just about a week, we can kind of bon voyage the rest of the year, right? Just looking at the number 7 and considering, and again, if you know someone, keeping in mind that if they seem distant or unapproachable or difficult to work with, kick back a little bit and think, the number 7 can only be divided by itself and by the number 1. There's some truth and some comfort in that. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the number 7. I also want to talk to y'all about how to raise your vibration more than ever. It seems like it's going to be up to us to raise our own vibration. You cannot fill someone else's cup if yours is empty, right? And we tend to do that, especially around this time of year. We tend to do that with what's going on in the world. And we tend to take care less of ourselves because it could be that we feel like others deserve our attention and efforts before we do, right? And we like to get in that pattern. So we're going to talk about that as well. Also talking about a beautiful reading I had with more than one person about a romantic relationship where their partner was being verbally negative to them and how to handle that and what that might mean and what to consider about it, right? Before we move on, I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air with Tina. Who is this?
Oh, Tina, this is Donna. Hi, sorry about that.
Hi, Donna, my dear. It's okay.
Okay.
Where are you calling in from?
I'm in Santa Barbara, California.
Oh, beautiful. Well, thank you for joining, Donna. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Well, I'd like to meet someone. It's been quite a few years since I have been in a relationship. And during my meditation about 5 months ago, I've been asking God to bring in a male partner for me and also more abundance. And sitting in the silence, I heard it's coming soon. I wanted to know what you were picking up on the love life and the abundance that I got this message from.
Yeah, let's look at this. So we're going to look at love life and what they want to say about that, and then we'll look at your abundance too. So let's just see. Let's just see what they want to say here. Oh my gosh, look at you. Okay. So yes, we're definitely seeing someone coming into your life. I'll tell you, I pulled 3 cards regarding your love life, and you came up with the Emperor, the 2 of Cups, and the 2 of Rods. All very encouraging and very supportive of romantic relationship, right? So, and even if your partner comes through as being ready and being solid and confident in himself, so he's able to be in a partnership, right? Now, that being said, is there anything else that might be in the way of having a relationship one-on-one? There's no other issues or concerns around you, are there?
No. No, I don't have kids or anything, and so, you know, sometimes that's a problem, but, I've got a little bit more weight to lose, so I want to get that off, but I'm doing it, and,
And it feels like he's going to surface, too, because there's a lot of openness around you, and 2 is all about adventure, it's all about taking it to the next level. So there's a lot of, when I say openness, adventure comes around you, saying yes to things, being, I don't want to say a social butterfly, but not being as reserved as you may have been in the past. And it's almost like what the cards want to say to you, Donna, is he's out there and they want to encourage you to talk to people so you can meet him. So keep that in mind if you're ever feeling shy or uncertain of whether or not you should go mm-hmm. to an event or talk to someone. They're saying, we're going to put him in your path, but we can't make you talk to him. And they're kind of saying that to him too. So keep that in mind when you're like, oh no, I don't know if I can. It's just a matter of really being in the same place that he is and then getting to connect. So you might feel like you're taking risks and being really adventurous, but it's okay. That's where you're supposed to be, and that's what's coming up for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take risks. So, yeah, definitely.
Yes. Oh, beautiful. So that looks really good for you. And it does, you know, it does feel like it's sooner rather than later. I know it feels like 5 months seems like a long time ago, but it does feel like you're taking strides pretty quickly. So this feels good. I was wanting to see if they were going to tell me a time or give me an idea of how soon you may meet him, but that wasn't immediately coming through, but he is definitely around you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, very exciting.
Are you picking up anything on the abundance that I picked up on? I did get some abundance where my brother-in-law is going to leave me considerable amount in his mm-hmm. will, but he's the same age as I am. So who
okay.
knows?
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, it's, thank you for mentioning that, because I do see that this is good news and you can do something with it, but I think you're looking for something. Yeah. Okay, awesome. So let me see here. So let's talk about this, because there is some energy around your question about abundance. So I am seeing it, right? And your news about your brother is great. That's surfacing too. I do see with the beautiful Ace of Pentacles that you have the opportunity. There's a little bit of conflict, and it's coming through as how this looks. So is there any reservation or concern about how you would like that inflow to happen? Is it through work? Is it through friends? Is it through a windfall? How is that for you?
A windfall.
Okay.
Maybe a lottery win or something like that. Something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Usually
no, I
lucky,
love it. You're clear on what it is you want. Okay, good. So, because the Seven of Cups was coming up for you, which is why I was asking, how do you want that to look? So let me see. Let me see if they want to say anything else on that. Okay. Let me see. So they're talking about things balancing out for you, and that whatever you might have that's pending or like any loose ends that might exist get to come to completion so you can open up a new path and open up a new direction. My love, it does feel like you're going to have to work that out or whatever may be going on around you, but keep doing what you're doing as far as playing the lotto, putting your name out, whatever it is you do to get more attention, because they're saying that gold will come back to you if you put the sparkle out there. That'll reflect right back to you. So if there's anything work-wise you can do or networking you can do, they're saying that works in your favor as well.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
It's just,
oh, I'm
yeah,
excited.
Beautiful way to describe you. Put all that sparkle out there so that attracts and comes back to you.
Okay, I'll do that. Well, thank you very much.
My love. Thank you
appreciate
so much for
it.
Joining. You take care. Of course.
You too.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
That was just a beautiful, beautiful message from Source. Put that sparkle out there so it reflects and that gold comes right back to you, right? And sometimes when we're in these places where I love that Donna knows how she would like it to look. And the universe is going to definitely take that under consideration, right? But it's also a matter of sometimes when we get into a place where we're like, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I think I'm needing. And we only see it one way. And universe gets to remind us that there's other ways to receive, other things that we can still do, right? You guys, after our readings, I always encourage you to reach out to me. This is just a taste of what Source has to share with us through Tarot. You can catch up with me directly at 234-97-TAROT. Find me on social media at I Hear Tarot, right? You can go to Facebook. You can go to Instagram. No spaces, IHEARTAROT, right? And let's expand on your reading. This is just the top layer. They get to look further at what's going on in your world and around your question. Let's get back to the number seven, the seekers, the searcher, the thinker, right? If you can just envision that piece of artwork. This is also someone that may be very spiritual, right? And you may feel, despite as engaging as they can be, you may feel this disconnect, a separation from them. They're very creative, very analytical, can be very passionate, right? But they can come through as a loner. They're not so interested in the trends, but they're interested in art, right? They can be really hard workers, but focus on one thing or focused only on the accomplishment. And even after that, the number seven can still want to find more truth or understanding to what was just accomplished. You may be with them if you know a number seven, or maybe you are a number seven, and you're like, oh my gosh, it's good, done and done. And they're like, wait, there's more. And you're like, no, let's move on, let's keep moving. And they're like, no, there's more. Number sevens can have a dry sense of humor, right? And they're not the average bear, right? Number sevens aren't necessarily moved by finances, by money, or by status. They have a strong sense of justice, and they're methodical, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're in the role of a judge per se. They're more about the academia around what's going on. So you might find them to be a researcher, research and development and sciences, maybe a detective, someone that's very fact-based. And I share these characteristics of the number seven because sometimes it can be difficult when we're in a relationship with a number seven to share with them and talk on the level of emotion, because they talk on the level of accomplishment and of task, right, which is completely different. And so you may find you present your side, or even being vulnerable. Hey, I'm feeling really hurt that you didn't come to see me last night when we talked about it. And they come back and they're like, okay, well, I was doing X, Y, Z, very fact-based. Sorry I didn't see you. Sorry you're upset. But you're still feeling very hurt. The word hurt doesn't necessarily come through to a number seven because it's not necessarily a fact that they can see or that they can reconcile, right? Very frustrating, can be very frustrating. But these, again, are characteristics of a number seven, the seeker, the thinker, right? And you may never know that they spend this conversation for hours after you've talked trying to find the answer and the conclusion to this conversation. They're not going to necessarily share that with you because they're in their mind thinking and processing and analyzing, and they haven't come to a conclusion or to an answer, let alone one that works for them. So they might not come to you, most likely won't come to you with a, hey, I was thinking about what you said, totally makes sense. I was totally unaware that was our anniversary of the first time we had ice cream at Ben & Jerry's. So sorry, that was a fun night, right? And that's all you're wanting, is to recall how fun it was and how adventurous it was. They might not come to you with that. And it's not because they don't care. It's because that's not the language they speak. And they're trying to process it after that. So just wanting you to keep that in mind as far as the number seven goes. They can also be really distracting because they have a really penetrating gaze. Or you feel like they're analyzing every aspect of you when y'all are talking. So you're just talking about the weather, about the donut that you just ate, or about the movie you want to see tonight, and they're looking at you with this gaze, and you feel like they're studying you versus talking to you. Again, just a little more insight to the number seven. These are characteristics of the beautiful number seven that is. Definitely going to move on, share with you some insights about a reading I had. The gal in a relationship. He is going through his stuff. She is going through her stuff. And she's putting her heart out there, being open and vulnerable, telling him, this is what I want. This is where I am. This is who I am. And his response to that. We looked at the cards, asked guide, source, spirit to share with us what she could take from this experience. We're going to expand on that. It was pretty deep, pretty simple, but very deep as far as messages go. And how many of us have been and are in a relationship where we feel like we're putting our emotions out there, we're vulnerable, we're a girl standing in front of a guy, right? Or a guy standing in front of a, whatever it is for you, being open and vulnerable. And the response that comes back is either radio silence or it's less than. And so she asked, what am I supposed to learn from this? I'm going to tell you what the card said. It's pretty powerful. Guys, don't forget, you can reach me directly at 234-97-TAROT. Find me at ihearTarot.com. In the meantime, I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Hello, thank you.
Hi, you're welcome. Who is this?
Hi, Casey in New York.
Oh, Casey, my dear. Well, thank you for hanging with us. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was inspired a little by the last caller, so I, too, would like to know what kind of abundance will be coming my way.
So is it you're just wanting to know abundance in general, or is there a specific area of your life that you would like to see how that looks?
Okay, yeah, I was thinking more financial.
Okay, yeah, let's take a look at that. We're just going to ask the cards what they want to share as far as future finances go for you, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, yes. Yeah, okay. Now, my love, as far as career and finances go, are you pretty, what's the word they want to say about career or income? Is that pretty stable for you as far as what comes in on a regular basis?
Well, I don't really have a career.
Mm-hmm.
Part of, it's a long story. Had a
yeah.
million different jobs, which I hated, but while I was pursuing acting, and then I kind of totally put that on a back burner when I was taking care of my grandmother, and it, you know, I needed to give her more and more time and energy, and so that was like
mm-hmm.
the whole thing, yeah, and I never went back to the acting, because when she passed, I just kind of crashed, and
mm-hmm.
when it deep depression and said, well, I'm too old now anyway, and I look worse than I did before, and blah, blah, blah. And that was that deep depression. Mm. So no, I don't have any career or any kind of job that I, you know, would go back to.
Well, thank you for sharing that. The reason I asked is because I do see, and you're asking this, but I do see your inflow of income being pretty, I say restricted, right? And part of that is we don't want to put anything out because what comes in is not as much as we'd like, right? It's not as comfortable as we'd like it to be. Now, what's interesting for you is I do see that income and all of that can change for you. That is a definite yes. Now, if you do decide to go back to work, they are talking about, and when I say work, I mean that loosely, something that actually moves you and engages you and will compensate you, right? So I do see that around you. I'm not seeing anything negative as far as what's going up or what's coming up for you. I see what's interesting for you, Casey, is I see a relationship surfacing. Was that anywhere in your question or in your considerations?
Well, I recently lost my longtime partner and boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Been a few months, so at this point, I'm still grieving. So
mm-hmm.
I haven't
mm-hmm.
been thinking mm-hmm. of a relationship.
Yeah.
I would like more friends, but
yes. Well, what's coming, and I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. What's coming through for you is a little more reflection. Here's what's coming through for you. more reflection on what moves you and what means more to you than finances, right? And I know that's easy to say, but they are talking about you're going to be able to get over this hump because it's way past time, way past due, right? So you're going to be able to move past this and find something that moves you. And it almost feels like it's going to be a diamond in the rough, and you're going to see this opportunity and you're going to be like, wow, I can do something with this. And what's interesting for you, Casey, is it's almost coming through as something like not necessarily a technical writer, but it feels like you've got some level of experience. And even if you're not on the stage and doing it per se, you can still be very much a part of that. So there's something around you that's going to be an opportunity you see. You have the skill, if not more, to take advantage and do something with it. And it's going to be someone you know or some kind of connection that you have or that you make. So right now the cards are saying, yeah, we hear you talking about money and finances. We're going to land you something. Relationship is going to be key as far as how that happens. So if you're like looking in the classifieds in the newspaper, for example, they're almost saying you can do that, but you're going to be moved by something based on a connection and a relationship versus something you see in the paper.
Okay.
So it feels like maybe someone you know or a relationship that starts to come together for you. I can't see what they're saying as far as who it is, but it's definitely more relationship-based than like specifically looking for a career or a source of income.
And this is something having to do with theater, or was that just an example you used?
That was just an example.
Oh, okay.
But it is it's going to be a skill or something that you've got, a talent that you've got that you can really capitalize on that someone else is going to find really valuable.
Are you getting what direction, what category that might be?
I am not. Let me see. The seven, the chariot is coming up for you. And when we see that card, that is all about overcoming obstacles. It's all about balance. It's all about a new direction. It could indicate travel. This person could be remote. It's really open right now. It's really open, but I'm seeing it being about connection. Unfortunately, I can't see anything more specific than that.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, just wonder, is there anything I should do? Or is it just wait and it will happen?
They're saying if there's anything you can do, it's just about being open, connecting to people, holding your space, of course, not overdoing it, you know, still being sincere and being authentic, being who you are, right? I don't mean talking to everybody on the elevator if that's not who you are, but they're saying just being open to that and know that's how it's going to come and manifest for you versus looking at, you know, like I said, looking in the newspaper and the classifieds for a job or taking something or feeling like you have to take something that isn't going to work. The cards are definitely talking about you letting yourself grieve and then having space again for relationships and people.
Okay, so this will be like over some time.
Yeah, I'm not getting it to be too far in the future, though. I'm getting it to be around you. So it almost feels like they're saying 3 months, maybe 6 months, when you're up and running and have a regular source of income coming in and you like what you're doing to obtain that source of income. So, and you're open to doing it, and you have the energy and the capacity to do it. So they're saying around 3 to 6 months when you're definitely up and running.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that part makes sense.
Good. Yeah, so and it feels, yeah.
I do have healing to do.
Yes, and it feels like, I was just going to say, it feels like there's something else there. My love, so reach out to me and we can look further into what might be in the way and a little further into what this might look like when it does surface, and we'll see if the cards can tell us or are willing to share with us. Because that seven, that chariot card, is pretty powerful.
Yeah, I was listening to you before.
I know exactly with that number seven. With the number seven, we're talking about that today. So just put that, you know, and this conversation is great, Casey, because you're just putting it out there. Even this you and me talking will allow the universe to hear more and get more of an understanding of a vibration for you, the sense of your vibration. And so I wouldn't be surprised, Casey, if things start to surface for you pretty soon. But again, they're saying about 3 to 6 months.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you. My love. Thank you so much for calling in. You take care.
Thank you. You too. Thank
you
for this.
Thank you. Of course.
Blessings. Have a great
day. Oh, blessings to you too, my love. Thank you so much. Oh, just a beautiful reading. Really solid cards coming through. Again, Casey, 234-97 Tarot. You can call. You can text. We have to think the wild, wild world of the web and technology for letting us connect through the written word, right? But how amazing to see the number 7 surfacing today of all days as a way of comfort and security. That 7 can be kind of elusive when we're looking at the tarot card. That 7 can also indicate, and again, lucky number 7, right, Casey, can also indicate that fortune, victory, success, opportunity is coming our way, right? Sometimes it can feel like we're in a lot of transition, which is also what the number 7 does. But when we see the 7, this chariot card in the Major Arcana, right, we're seeing victory, success, overcoming obstacles, moving away, moving past them. And if you can just imagine being in a chariot, on a chariot, right? It may not be the smoothest ride. It may not be the easiest. It may not be the shortest. But you move past. It moves you past those difficult, bumpy roads and times, right? And so right now, the chariot isn't telling us exactly how or when or what that looks like, Casey, but it is telling us that you do get to move past, that you will. And the universe was very specific, and I want you all to keep this in mind, too, when you go through something that's traumatic, really emotional, that it's okay to hold your space and allow your time, others' time, to grieve, right? Because a lot of time, and I keep using this word time, I've done this long enough, I have to move on. Can't keep waiting. All these things that we tell ourselves without being kind to who we are and to what's going on for us, we give ourselves a hard time. Right? I need to move on. I need to find another job. I need to find that source of income. I can't grieve and heal and complete again. I'm just going to have to keep moving. And that wound never goes away. And then more and more can scratch that wound, hit that wound, and that wound can grow and grow and grow. Or maybe it even stays the same size. But regardless, it's still there and it's still sensitive. And you keep bringing yourself back to it, back to acknowledging it, which distracts you from what you've got going on in your life, right? Give yourself, allow yourself, no need to explain away, no need to ask for permission, no need for someone to say it's okay. No, it is yours. Just like the air you breathe, the water you drink, it is yours to heal. It is yours to take care of yourself. You don't need to explain it away. You don't need to ask permission. You don't need to commit to how long it may take. Right? You got to take care of yourself. You have to fill your cup before you can fill someone else's. And now that we're talking about this, want to expand on a reading I had with a gal. In a relationship, she's clear with him that she wants to be in this relationship. Open, honest, vulnerable, this is what I want. from a relationship in a relationship with you. And it's been on and off over almost a year. And they'll come together, have a beautiful time, beautiful connection, new experiences. And then out of nowhere, almost, he bails. I can't do this. And he scales back. He doesn't totally go MIA, but he scales it back. She remains. She's open. They have this beautiful connection. It transcends this lifetime, goes to past lives, right? And this may be, again, in your life when you experience a relationship with someone and you're like, I can't explain it. I can't define it. I can't rationalize it. We just have this connection. And the cards will offer us insight, right, to if this is a karmic connection, if this is a past life connection, right? We're only souls in these vessels that we call bodies, right? We know there's more to ourselves and to others than this life, right? So we're reading the cards because, again, he said, by text, which if that whole statement itself of I can't do this isn't hurtful, it's doubly hurtful coming through a text, right? And he said, I can't do this. And that was it. So we looked at the cards and asked, what is the lesson? Because they came back and confirmed, you two have multiple past lives. You definitely have a connection. You're not making things up. You're not wanting to make excuses. This is the connection that you two have. Why the grief? If there is this connection and we were together in other lives, why aren't we together in this one? And the universe came back and said, yours is the lesson of compassion for him. Despite your grief, despite your heart hurting, despite your not understanding why, with all your connection, he's still saying, I can't do this. The cards came back and said, yours is a lesson and the gift of compassion for him. Yeah, wow, right? Because on the one hand, the grief and the hurt that she is feeling is absolutely 110% real and accurate. And I say this for those of you who may be listening, who have been in or are in or moving through and past a relationship where you know you're all in, you know how you feel. You're ready and willing to be open and vulnerable. And they come back, despite all of that, security, right? They come back and say, I can't. The universe, to address that, says and reminds us, yours is the lesson of compassion and the gift of compassion for them. Now, not to be confused with letting them or letting someone steal your sunshine, right? Because I've had a couple of readings this week about relationships where the significant other is so confused and is so disoriented that they are looking for stability, right? So if you can imagine when you're walking or even when you're tripping or something happens, the first thing we do as humans, as people, right, is to reach out and try to grab something that's going to stabilize us. And if we grab for something and it doesn't take or it doesn't keep or it's not there, then we'll reach out with another hand. And then we reach out with another hand, right, to try to stabilize ourselves. So if you can envision this, right, now there are, and I've seen and heard a couple of times this week, which is why I'm bringing it up, partners in a relationship who are feeling out of control. And so their way of grabbing or their way of stabilizing is to be negative towards their partner. Whether it's condescending comments, something about the physical or the mental attributes of their partner, financial situation, it could be just about anything. While I am not at all saying it's okay, and I'm not all at all making excuses for them, or forgiving them, per se. what the cards have come through a couple of times is, and said, is they are grasping, they are feeling out of control, they are trying to stabilize, saying and doing and being this negative way is their way of trying to find stability. And I know that sounds kind of backwards, right? That's the way the cards have been explaining it this past week. And I share that with you because it's not a matter of the cards saying, well, forgive them. It's not a matter of the cards saying, well, stick with them because they're going to move past it. It's not a matter of the cards saying, hey, this is okay. This is just part of the journey. The cards have only been able to tell us this is their way of trying to gain stability. Again, it's pretty backwards. It's not that the cards are saying it's okay. It's just the way the cards are explaining where they are right now. And if you can imagine someone having, you know, a temper tantrum, whether it's your child, your niece, your nephew, grandchild, you really can't rationalize with that energy, with that emotion, right? And so that's kind of what's been coming through during these questions. And I want you to know that because it's not a matter of, I can stand here and take this and you're strong and this is going to pass and I'm okay and I'm devoted. No, it's not necessarily about that, okay? And I want you to keep that in mind because their action when it comes to stealing your sunshine, taking you down or trying to pull you down or creating negative or distraction in your life, that's not when the universe is like, hey, stay solid, you can do this. That's not universe's message to you. Universe's message to you is they are feeling out of control. They are not thinking past what it is they're almost grasping for right now. And it's more of a response without a mindset, right? Almost a reaction. So just keep that in mind. That question's been coming up. And it's a really sensitive one because a lot of people feel like they're able to, if I just stick with this, if I just prove, if I'm just devoted, it's going to come together. We're going to pull through. And that's not necessarily the way it is. I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
My name is Joy.
Joy, my dear, thank you so much for calling in. What's on your mind?
I wanted to ask, I'm curious about my future in dating.
Okay, yeah. So that being said, you're open, available, and willing at this point?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so we just want to look at kind of a high level of what you might expect that's out there for you. Kind of just seeing if that pool is a nice temperature or how that looks for you, right?
Right.
Okay, let's see. So I'll tell you what, my love, you are coming through, and we're going to look a little bit further into this, but you are coming through as really solid and balanced. They're talking about your security, your independence, what you want, how you see things, really clear mind is what they're saying for you. But they're also talking about you having a pretty defined goal of what you want to happen when you start dating. And I don't mean moving in and you know, changing your address right away, but you are pretty clear on what you're creating in your life at this point. Is there any question for you about being a mom or family or anything like that?
I have a child. That's going good. I don't plan on having any more. I know as far as family, immediate family, it's fine. Extended family, I had a falling out with a few cousins. I'm kind of hoping that that'll reconcile.
So let me see. Yeah, so it feels good. It feels like there's something else there. I can't exactly see what it is. They're bringing up again for you your role of mother, and they're talking about you just being specific with what it is you're willing to give and knowing your boundaries and what you're willing to offer. And also what they keep saying that because they don't want you to feel like you have to cross that boundary just to, or in order to have a relationship. Do you follow? Yeah. So it's going to be all, and that's okay. You are not, and don't feel like, and don't let the thought come through that you're being selfish or unreasonable. You're okay. You are perfect to have your boundaries and know you have to do X, Y, Z. And if you have, you know, 20 hours to go out and date, then that's okay. That this is, you're going to meet someone that can honor and respect that and work around it and make those 20 hours like magical. So it feels good. You might have to be a little more open to how the relationship is going to work, but that's okay because you know what's stable for you. So it feels good. You may feel a little stuck when you first start dating because of your boundaries, but you're going to be able to move past that. It's just, that's okay.
That's good.
Yeah, it is. It's gonna, and it feels like it's going to be new for you. It feels like they're using the word transition, evolution, so and awareness and open. You feel ready for that because you feel so stable and grounded now that you can afford to and be exposed to some of that new that hasn't been in your life. But it's going to be okay. It's going to balance itself out. You just got to have faith and hold tight that what you're creating and the boundaries that you're holding are good. Don't feel like you have to give more to get more. In your case, you actually don't.
That's good.
Yeah, no, you're solid. Keep doing what you're doing and just know what it is you want and don't make apologies. You didn't get this far for no reason. You know, you come through as really solid and you're going to find someone who really appreciates that and respects it and will come to count on it and then be a companion for it.
Okay, that's good. Hopefully sooner rather than later. I'm open to it.
Yes, yes. Totally get that. And then, you may have already talked to your, is it a son or a daughter?
Daughter.
Daughter, yeah. You may have already talked to, You may have already talked to her or not necessarily that you have to tell her, hey, this is where it's going, but you don't want to have anything come up that you will divert your attention again, right? So the cards are just saying, making sure that you're connected. And if you want to have that conversation with her, that you don't let it get in the way later on. So it's not distracting you.
Okay.
Yeah. But otherwise, yeah, you know, you're good. You are so good even now to start tiptoeing out there and just getting a taste and realizing what works and what doesn't and how to prepare yourself. And just because you put yourself out there, the cards are saying, doesn't mean that you have to stay out there. You have every right to like step right back in and change your outfit and get back out again. So it's okay.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. You are all good. There's a lot of flexibility and latitude around you. So go for it and see what works for you. And if you want to step back inside, you can do that too.
I would definitely do that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my love. I'm so excited for you. Catch me up, you know, in a couple of weeks or tune in. I'm on every week and we can see what else is out there for you.
Okay. Thank you. And I will.
All right. I love you. Take care.
You too.
Thank you. You know, I got to say, I love the cards. I love the cards for a number of reasons. But when they come back and say something like, it's okay to be you. It's okay to not ask for forgiveness. It's okay to step out, see if you like it. It's okay to walk into the club, see if you like the music they're playing, walk back out, turn on the radio, see if you like the song, or change the station. It's okay. Universe just says it's okay if what you see isn't what you like and you turn around. Ooh, that is some latitude, right? That is some space for our decisions. Oh, Joyce, my love, 23497 Tarot. You meet someone, you start to get back out there. We can look and see what that looks like. If you're working on a profile, if it's through your church, like we can look at this and see. These readings, y'all, are, again, the tip of the iceberg. When we read one-on-one, it is about you and me, our energy exclusively. And I've got all the time that you have. So we don't feel like, or the need to disconnect and wrap up, right? Reach out to me, 234-97-TAROT, or find me at ihearTarot.com or on social media, right? Don't forget, I'm here every week, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Pacific, right? Keeping in mind the number 7. if the prime number can only be divided by itself or the number one. And if you look at yourself as a prime number, can only be divided by yourself or by one, which can sometimes be ourselves or it can be someone else. But the question ultimately is, the strength that is yours, the you that is you, is either that same seven, that same number, or that one. You don't need to give away your power to another one. You don't want, you don't have to allow someone or something else to divide who and what you are. It is your strength, right, to give away or to hold. And don't feel like that strength is to show I can handle this being torn down day after day, time after time, conversation after conversation. Don't confuse that with holding to who and what you are. My loves, thank you so much for joining the show this evening. I will be back next week, next Wednesday, 7 p.m. Find me. Shoot me a text, 234-97-TAROT. Most often we don't know what it is we really do know. Until we speak again, take care. I love you so much, and I will talk to you next week.